This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Happy Monday and Happy New Year. It's 2022. Now what you gonna do, huh? Well, I made a resolution. It was midnight and then I had champagne and I forgot. It's okay. It's okay. It's all about what you do a little bit every single day. That's what we'll do today. Creating a bit of a chain, if you will, and a chain reaction, a neat way to get stuff done consistently, which is kind of the word for the year for a lot of people. Good show today. It's a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Pretty simple mission. We're here every single day to help you do the things you say you're going to do so that you get the things you say you want. That's it. A couple life hacks along the way, some ideas, some mindset, some motivation, some laughs, some tears occasionally. But essentially it's this. I know you have things you want to do. Like me, like everybody else, you get out of bed in the morning, life gets in the way. What are we going to do? Well, you tune in and we just keep moving forward. Hey, it's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by today. It's a little weird. Honestly, I took, I didn't record for, I think, 2.5 weeks, right at 2.5 weeks, like 17 or 18 days. I recorded in advance and then I just kind of goofed off and it's kind of weird back in the studio right now. Of course, all that rest, you can tell my voice is so much better. It was really good till I turned the podcast thing on, then it fell apart. Oh, well, it's going to be a good show today anyway, particularly if you like Jerry Seinfeld, do you? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Before we start today, probably more important than ever to ask, have you done your homework? When this show is done today, I want you to take a few minutes, two or three, that's it. Lean back in your chair, even if you're in your car, and just think, how is my life going? And the answer will be, really great, keep it going, or there's a few things I want to change this year. Take a moment and get it that simple. And if you have an extra moment, write it down. Watch what happens. Do your homework and everything changes. So a lot of years ago, I got a phone call. I've always been this guy that is curious. I ask questions. I get a lot of information. I curate it together. I figure out what works. I try it in my life. I pass it on to other people. But I'm always curious about what other people have done. So I got a phone call from a friend of mine. And I couldn't say no. He gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. You ever have one of those calls? Oh, what's he calling for? Wait a second. I'm glad he called. I didn't refuse either because Rob was an event promoter. Now, back in those days, we're talking the mid-80s, I was a disc jockey. I was a voiceover guy. I was a spokesperson on television. I hadn't gotten to this world yet. I was studying a lot of this stuff. I was taking all the courses and seminars and everything way back then, working at the Motivation radio station down in Pompano Beach, Florida. Yet I hadn't kind of moved into this world yet. I was the announcer guy. And Rob called me. He was a promoter. He said, listen, I have booked this guy, this up-and-coming comedian. His name is Jerry Seinfeld. You know him? Well, I happen to have been a big fan. I did know him at the time. And so I was like thrilled to death to hear this. He said, well, I hope everybody else heard of him too. He needed somebody to do the warm-up. If you've ever been to a comedy show, oftentimes there is somebody, it's a comedian or somebody like me, who's sort of funny when I want to be, to warm the audience up, to make them feel comfortable, to get the drinks flowing, get people happy, set the tone of the theater, if you will, and then also serve as the person who introduces Jerry. And I said, cool, I'll do that. He said, I'll cover your drink tab, and I'll let you hang out with Jerry before the show. Even cooler. That's really what I wanted. Jerry didn't drink, so I knew that the drink tab wasn't going to go very far. I was going to feel guilty if I had a drink in my hand, right? It's 1986. The television series, The Seinfeld Chronicles. We forgot it was called that, didn't we? The show about nothing. It still was in development, and I knew that at the time because that's what we talked about. Pretty much that's all he talked about. We were munching on veggies in the green room, which was the back closet behind the nightclub bar. He had Perrier. Never forget, just sparkling water. That was it. Tired, too. Really tired. He was driving himself everywhere. In fact, he was staying in town that night because his mom lived in Tamarack, Florida, very near where the show was. Life as a comedian, driving all over the place in your own car, show after show after show, worn out from living on the road. And so being the curious guy who's always asked these questions, I still to this day, if I find somebody who's very successful, I have no problem stopping them at whatever they're doing right then and there and just asking them. To this day, I still do it. I've met some of the greatest people in the world on the treadmill right next to me. Hey, let me ask you a question about that car you're driving. So I asked him a question. I said, hey, I mean, how do you get this? How do you manage to keep going and get the success you're getting? I was chasing that myself at the time. And this is what I wrote today, probably not the exact answer. It went on in a conversation that's a little bit longer, so I did paraphrase this down for you, just so you know. I know exactly what I want. I'm a comedian, so I have to be funny. The only way to be funny is to write funny jokes. The only way to write funny jokes is to write every day. So I write every day. And I put a big red X on the calendar. Eventually, there is a chain of X's on the calendar. And my goal is not to break the chain. I'm just going to keep writing jokes, keep telling jokes, keep traveling, and keep going until I get what I want, which is that television show. I'm not going to break the chain. And I never forgot that because it was just one of those moments. I went out and I remember I had an Earth, Wind, and Fire song. And I forgot what it was to bring him on to. And I announced him. But this has rang with me forever. It was a person very early in their career, but very, very focused and good at what he did. And just kind of starting to live the dream. Well, I grabbed it. I grabbed that focus and ran with it. I've done that myself over time. And still to this day, it's an operating method for me nonstop. Now, I will tell you this. I've read this same story on the internet. Over the years, I've read it several times, usually in a productivity environment. So all I can think is Jerry went out there and he told this story to a lot of folks as he was hanging out, getting ready for the shows. Because as you might expect, as somebody is getting more successful and getting more popular, people want to talk to them. You're going to have something to say, aren't you? So my guess is he told a lot of folks. But I was so happy to be one of them that he mentioned that to. And I'm happy to mention it to you today. But you know one thing he did as well? After he tells me about putting the big red X, he wanted to put an exclamation point, if you will, on the big red X. Remember, he said, I just want to make a chain. So I write a big X on the calendar and I keep Xing and Xing and Xing and Xing and Xing and Xing and Xing. And eventually it's like a couple of days, then it's a week, then it's a month, and then it's month after month, and then it's a year, then it's years. It keeps on going. So in a very Seinfeld way, he said, don't break the chain. Don't break the chain. Don't break the chain. Don't break the chain. So whatever you are doing as we get into the new year, if it's working out and you're going every day, don't break the chain. If you're eating a diet meal every single meal, don't break the chain. If you're doing sales calls, don't break the chain. If you're writing a book, don't break the chain. Keep those X's coming. Keep them going. Metaphorically speaking, if you must, calendar on the wall, even better. Don't break the chain. And yes, I brought my end theme music back. I just thought about it. I missed my music. It's back. Here I am. Whatever. We're going to do this thing. All right. I'm pumped up, a little bit lost into the new year because I'm just thrilled to be in 2022 because the last 2 years have kind of sucked. Let's make them better. This year we started. Are you along for the ride? I hope so. If so, I'm going to see you tomorrow. So that's what I do. I don't break the chain.